The key thing is when you sit across from a client, they're a human being. You show them respect by making eye contact. Instead of worrying about looking at their presentation and making sure I'm covering everything, I started relaxing and sitting down and having a conversation with the gentleman or the family or the lady across from me. How are you? And making eye contact shows such respect and showing a genuineness that I truly care about them as a person, and asking questions about their family, then sharing about mine. And so as I became more comfortable being in people's homes and building those relationships, building rapport and trust along the way in my presentation and time together, my confidence grew. My families knew I was confident. They could trust in me. And Cody, when I go into a house, pretty much 3 out of 4 times, if not 4 out of 4, I'm writing an application and helping them get coverage. I'm there to help.
What is up? Welcome back to the CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins, and today we have a special guest who is on a tear and consistently writes a lot of insurance. I've loved getting a chance to spend time with her over the last several years. Very impressed by her. She has a real heart for people and cares about helping others. So please welcome, for the first time on the Power Player Podcast, Carol Wesley. How are you, Carol?
I'm doing great. How are you, Cody?
I am amazing. You're out of Louisville or close, right?
Yes, I'm in Louisville.
I love it. You
You
say
said that correctly. All right.
I know everybody always makes fun of, like, everybody always says Louisville or Louisville or, but it's like, no, I gotta like say it like I've got gravel in my mouth a little bit, you know, like
Louisville.
like a mouthful of marbles, Louisville, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
I love it. Well, I appreciate you jumping on. For those that maybe don't know who you are, I would love for you to kind of share some of your story. So, like, where were you born and raised? Were you an entrepreneur as a kid or a teenager? Did you go to college? Like, kind of fill us in on some of that.
Well, I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. I went to lived in the suburbs, Pleasure Ridge. Went to St. Polycarp Grade School, Angela Merisi High School.
Wow.
When I graduated from high school, if you had a diploma from Catholic high school, it was as good as a college degree. And 5 or 6 years later, that changed. When I was younger, I didn't go to college traditionally, so I worked different accounting jobs. And as I tapped or learned to the level I could, then I would find a new job that paid higher income.
Yes.
In 1995, I went in the automotive industry. I approached Sam Swoponda in Honda World back then, and I had bought a Honda like 6 months before. And I decided that if you really believed in something, you could sell it. So I called the general manager, Bob Breedlove, and I said, "Hey, I'd like to work for you. I own a Honda Accord, and I believe that I'd be very good at selling your product." So they sent me an interview. I interviewed with 8 people for 3 hours, and that's how I started my career in the automotive industry.
Eight people
8 people
for 3 hours. What
for
the
3 hours.
What could they ask for 3 hours? Goodness
I
gracious.
don't really remember, but it was different managers. It was managers in the service department. It was F&I managers, and the kind of some role playing on people skills.
And
And I just told them, I said, "Look,
how did you do in that career overall?
I did well. I made 6 figures. I
Phenomenal.
started out, I learned all the brands in the auto center. So you had like, I was at Honda, but I learned Saturn, I learned Cadillac, I learned used cars. When the men would come in and want to buy trucks, here's what I would tell them. They already knew everything about a truck more than I did. So I'd say, "All right, I can tell you all the features and the functions and how they'll benefit you, but I don't know anything about an engine or a transmission." And they would say, you know, in a truck, and they would say, "We'll teach you." So I learned a lot from patient men who came to buy trucks, GMAC, Pontiac. And that's how I learned the ins and outs of engines and transmissions. As a woman, I know more about nuts and bolts than more than anybody would be interested in.
Yes, a lot more than me, I can tell you that. You mentioned accounting too. I feel like going from accounting to sells is not a typical transition. You know, like I wouldn't say it's a normal transition going from like accounting and crunching numbers and all this stuff to literally, you know, selling insurance or selling cars. What's that been like as far as like being in, like for those that are maybe brand new to the business and they've been in different careers, you know, or they have, or this is their first career ever. What would you say, just because you've been around the block a little bit, right? You've been just in right. some different careers. And now you've been doing this for several years and you're really good at it and you enjoy it. What would you say to that person that's like, I haven't really explored yet, maybe?
Okay. When I was in accounting, I hadn't tapped into what my gifts and my talents were. And so I took accounting because I saw it as a sure way to make a living. What didn't match up, I'm a people person and accounting has nothing to do with people. It's numbers, but I'm a detailed person. So that's where I started. And I, as you asked about college, I went to college part-time and I had to take a lot of accounting courses for a business degree. So the details of things, what the correlation is. Details, automobiles, details about engines. A man would come in and some women, and they'd be knowledgeable about the vehicle, and they'd want to know how fast would it get from 0 to 60, how many seconds? Could be 2 seconds, could be 3 seconds. What is torque? People want to talk about specific things about automobiles, and then other things don't care. So I think the details of things, and then the adventure of things. I love adventure. I love to learn. I love to explore. When I was in the automotive industry, I took a break, if you will. My parents were older and my mother was aging. I took care of her till she passed. And after she did, she passed in 2007. And in 2008, I couldn't grieve anymore. So I went back to college. In August 2008, graduated in December 2009 with a Bachelor of Science in Organizational Development. So the continuous of wanting to learn, the nerve, the grit, the guts, the moxie.
Yeah.
And so when I graduated, the automobile industry, they called me back and I said, I don't want to sell automobiles. I'm a college educated woman now. But I went to Lexus, and then I primarily worked with Lexus and BMW. So how it got me to insurance, I had a passion and a love for serving. Now, I had high-end clients, but you have to be sensitive to what the need is. A high-end client can come in and pay cash for a $100,000, $150,000, $80,000 vehicle. But at the age that they're doing that, they're getting close to retire, and you have to be in tune to what their sensitive spot is. And their sensitive spot is they're letting go of that money and that they're at the age that they're not going to recoup that. So it's an emotional thing. So understanding, and that's why I did well. I had a lot of CEOs and business owners and things like that. When I left that industry, I didn't know if I would ever find something that I had a passion for, that I really loved, that I could serve, that I could work the rest of my life, that I wouldn't have to retire from, but I could cut back. So a pastor at my church had met Roger Short and said they were honorable people. He had done a little luncheon with them, a kind of lunch and learn. He said, you're honorable, contact them. So that was in November 2017. And the rest is history.
Wow. So it's been, what has that been? 6.5 years ish?
I'm in my seventh year.
Yeah, that's great. And so as you, did you get off to a really fast start? Like, or did it take a minute to figure it out? The reason I ask too is you mentioned accounting and background and details individual. Typically, most details individual start off a little slower, wanting to know things before they start to explode and do well. What was your experience?
When coming to insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. So I took the Excel course online, and you're going to love this. I took off from work for a month, and I studied every day, Cody, for about 21 days, every day, and did that bank. I didn't want to make a 70 on the test. I wanted to pass it well. So the Monday after Thanksgiving, 2017, I went in to take my test, and people were going in and they were coming out quickly and going in to take the test because you had a time that you took your exam. And I asked the gentleman, I said, where are all these people going? He said, well, they're failing the test. And I said, they're failing the test. He said, yeah, Carol. He said, about 90% of the people fail an insurance test. And I said, why? Didn't they study? He said, obviously not. Mm. So I was prepared. I went in. I came out in 30 minutes with a 90 on mine. Now, I needed to start working. So I took Roger trained with me for the month of December. And then I started on my own January 1st. 2018. I came in with having previous experience. The best way for me to learn insurance and to be successful to me quicker was to act like that I had never been in business before, and I wiped the mental slate clear on what I knew in business. I knew I had the people skills. And I let them train me step by step, and I did exactly what I was asked to do because the system had already been perfected. Mm. I knew not to reinvent the wheel, do what I was asked to do. And they were very supportive and offered coaching along the way. And I think that, and I'm determined. I will be successful. I will put in the time. I will study. I set goals. I didn't make the goals Monday through Friday, so I work Saturdays. But eventually, I built that momentum, and I could see at the end of the first year. The end of the first year, I made $75,000 issue paid. I looked back and saw how I grew, not only professionally, but personally. And I knew that in 2018, I could blow it out. And I got increasingly better every year.
That's amazing. That is such so cool. You mentioned, too, about how you've had a system and you follow the system, you know, and I feel like there's a ton of agents that want to reinvent the wheel, or they bring all their prior experience, or they don't listen, or they know everything. What advice would you give to the new agent out there that has a bunch of experience, but they don't really trust the system, or they don't have a system, but obviously it's important?
Well, first of all, in the interview process, I had to know that Roger and his team, his goals, his values, his morals align with mine. Yeah. And once I knew that, I guess it's a matter of, do you want to be successful or you want to shoot yourself in the foot all the time? Mm. You have to be teachable. There are teachable people and there are people who know it all. And the people who know it all, I feel sorry for them. I don't know how they get up and live every day. They must be so stressed to have all that knowledge. But the rest of us have to be teachable.
Yeah.
You have to be teachable. You have to listen. You have to follow directions. You have to be willing to reinvent yourself all the time. That's the key to staying young and staying vibrant and staying in tune and in the groove. So if you're not willing to be teachable, you're not willing to study, if you're not willing to ask questions, take direction. And just follow what you're asked to do.
Yes. Yes. What do you feel like has changed from the beginning of your career in insurance until now? Because you were top five in your IMO Impact Legacy Group this past year, right? Which is for life insurance sales, which is super exciting. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you feel like, I feel like you have definitely figured it out and you can consistently make a really solid six-figure income. What has changed? What have you learned? What's been different?
I think in the first year, at the end of the year, I lost my nerves. Quit worrying about saying every word on the presentation sheet. I got it down to become more interactive with my client. The key thing is when you sit across from a client, they're a human being. You show them respect by making eye contact. Instead of worrying about looking at their presentation and making sure I'm covering everything, I started relaxing and sitting down and having a conversation with the gentleman or the family or the lady across from me. How are you? And making eye contact shows such respect and showing a genuineness that I truly care about them as a person, and asking questions about their family, then sharing about mine. And so as I became more comfortable being in people's homes and building those relationships and building rapport and trust along the way in my presentation and time together, it just became, my confidence grew. My families knew I was confident. They could trust in me. And Cody, when I go into a house, pretty much 3 out of 4 times, if not 4 out of 4, I'm writing an application and helping them get coverage. I'm there to help. It's, I don't want to say this, but I will. It's easy now, but it wasn't in the beginning. But you have to persevere, and you have to incorporate your own personality. And I just love on them. What we need to realize, what agents need to realize, when we're in their home, we may be the only person they see that year. Some people are really isolated. We may be the only one that has extended a smile, and our smile helps warm their spirit.
Wow.
I have given people a hug often. I've had people spill their guts to me about personal things. So I know that in meeting with them and helping them have coverage, I'm also providing another need. I used to tease, I don't know if it's on my forehead, I used to say, I'll listen, but they feel comfortable with me and they trust me and I do listen. I genuinely care, and I believe that comes across.
Absolutely. And it's such a powerful thing, because we think it's like how much we know or the knowledge or the underwriting or, you know, saying the perfect words, all the stuff that you're talking about. When in reality, the agents that do the best, right, just like you, that they are, they have conversations, they're normal human beings. They, you know, respect who they're hanging out with. Also, the eye contact thing shows a ton of respect and as well as a ton of confidence, right, in yourself.
Right.
Like I can respect that. And people, especially newer sales reps, we really complicate this thing instead of remembering that, you know, they are a human being and you are there to help them, you know, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Another thing that is very important, and some think it's old school, to this day, I still send handwritten thank yous. I have pre-printed cards with my logo, you know, real comfortable insurance.
That's cool.
I developed the logo of a tree with a swing with a husband and wife or a couple sitting in it, the dog there beside them. It's just real comfortable. My clients came up with my name. I had no idea what a business name should be. I just know how to serve the people. And so they decided that real and comfortable describe who I am.
That's great.
I send out the thank you cards. It's respectful to say, I value you. You matter. I send out birthday cards every month. Now I have those pre-printed now. But every year I'll check with my clients and I'll say, did you get my birthday card? And they say, yes, I look forward to it every year. And some ask me, why do you do that? I have gotten calls that said, Miss Carol, thank you. It's the only birthday card I received this year or I ever received in my life.
Mm.
People matter. People matter, and I love people. And I want to reach as many as I can and touch as many hearts and let them know and convey that Carol Wesley cares.
That's amazing. Yes, you do. You do all face-to-face or a combo?
I do mostly face-to-face. I'm a people person. I do some over the phone, but it's mostly in person.
Phenomenal.
I am outgoing, and I derive my energy from interact with people. Other people would rather be over the phone because being around a lot of people kind of sucks their energy out. So
yeah. Well, what's your schedule and week look like? And how are you able to stay so consistent?
Well, on Sunday, I route my leads. I know where I'm going. I have my leads in order. I leave out about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, head for my first door knock. And generally, I work until dark, and then I head home. Now, I usually work now, Monday through Thursday. And if I have to do something on Saturday, I will. But when I first started, I can reach my goals Monday through Thursday now. But when I first started, I was trying to build momentum and figure out what I was doing. And I can't tell you how many times I worked on a Saturday. Did I like doing it? No. But I had goals. And I have to reach my goals. If I don't, I'm less than in my eyes.
And what's your goal now each week?
I want to write a minimum of 4,000 AP. As you know, I had a little health situation last August. Yes. So I've had to pare down a little. So mentally, I had to learn to pace, and then physically, but a minimum of 4,000 AP weekly.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. And you're able to do
that. Now I've incorporated... Code, excuse me, in there. With that, I now, 2 AEPs ago, I added Medicare. And then along with that, opened opportunities for annuities. So now I juggle three things instead of one.
How's that been as far as like from a cross-selling standpoint, adding a couple other products? Because we've seen you have some success in a couple different ways doing that, but some agents tend to struggle adding some other things. Maybe they add them too early. What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, is that you should pick one line and learn it well and become a subject matter expert in that. And then add one thing, another thing, which with me was Medicare. And then when retirement strategies came to us at Impact Legacy Group, then it expands, but you don't go mentally hog wild where you're distracted, because if you're trying to do 100% at all three, you'll flop.
Mm.
But perfect one. I believe if you perfect one vehicle, whichever one it is, and then add, and then keep your ears open for retirement opportunities, you'll be successful.
Amazing. Any other closing thoughts or words of encouragement or tips or advice before we close out this amazing interview?
I think it's important to read. I think the expansion of knowledge, it develops you personally, but it broadens how you look at things. Mm. I'm a big fan of The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson.
Mm.
And, I just think it's very important. This industry is about growth and development, both professionally and personally. And I think it's very important.
It is. Yeah. We actually read in our office. We started reading a book each morning with the sales team. And so we're reading the book Good to Great each morning.
Good.
Yeah. And it's been really, really cool. The team's really enjoyed it. We do 11 pages per day, Monday through Friday. We try to get the book done in that month. So that's what it came out to be, was 11 pages a day. But you're right. It's been really good. So if someone wants to learn more about Real Comfortable Insurance, get some advice from you, seek some mentorship, you know, discuss other options, et cetera, what should they do or where should they go?
Well, if you want to learn more about me, well, first of all, you can call me, Carol Wesley, 502-777 9037. So that's 502-777-9037. My website is www.realcomfortableinsurance.com. You will see clients on there that I have done business with. The content I wrote, I want it to be that where somebody looks it up, that I'm speaking to them. It's very personal. And then also I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Incredible. Well, thank you for all of your knowledge, being an amazing example, a leader in the industry, and for coming on the CA YouTube channel and podcast to help other agents today. Appreciate you, Carol. You're awesome.
Thank you, Cody. I appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you guys also for hanging out with us and listening to the Power Player Podcast. Show Carol some love and jump in the comments. Let us know what you thought of today's episode. And if you enjoyed a certain part, let us know. And then share this thing out with other agents so they can learn too. Thanks for hanging with us, and we will see you on the next episode. Adios.
Hey, if you enjoyed this, I got another one you're going to love. It's right there. Click on it. See you in there.
I'm so excited for today's CA Power Player Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Askins. We got a special guest. He is back on the channel talking about how to sell life insurance from home. Here's what I love about this person. Yeah, I'm telling you, this will be one of the best.